This is Here and Now from NPR and WBUR Boston. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Attention Star Wars fans, the Walt Disney Company is expected to have a new script for Star Wars Episode 7 in January. Disney bought the rights to Star Wars from Lucasfilms for $4 billion last year, and it plans to release new Star Wars films every year. And this seems to be part of a trend for Disney, which appears to be acquiring its future rather than creating it, or perhaps in addition to creating it. Derek Thompson is The Atlantic's business editor, and he's with us every week from New York. Hi, Derek.
Hi, Jeremy.
So is that the case, that Disney is acquiring its future rather than creating it?
Well, think about it this way. Luke Skywalker, Kermit the Frog, Spider-Man, Buzz Lightyear, the Hulk, and now Indiana Jones. Disney has essentially acquired the 1970s and 1980s of pop culture. And it's doing this because it has a strategy. And the strategy is to release a tentpole franchise movie essentially every quarter of the year. It understands that the future of, or at least the present, of profit in the movie industry are these tentpole franchises. And so the ones that it doesn't have, it's simply buying.
And how much of its money is it making from movies, from the big screen? Because Disney, of course, is in a whole lot of other areas as well.
Right. The movie industry makes only about half its revenue from the box office. It makes the rest through streaming, DVD rentals, licenses, merchandise. But as you said, Disney isn't exactly in the movie business. It makes the majority of its profits from television. Its cable networks like ESPN, ABC Family, these account for half its profit. Its theme parks like Disney World and Disneyland account for another quarter. So Disney's studio division only accounts for about a tenth of its income, even though this is the division that we know Disney for, that produces its sort of cultural tentpoles.
And when Disney does release a new film like Star Wars Episode 7, how much of the money is going to be made here in the U.S. versus overseas?
For a typical blockbuster movie, which is really the heart of Disney's movie strategy these days, you're going to take anywhere from 60 to 70% of your revenue from abroad. That means your first audience is a non-American audience. The share of revenue coming from the States will shrink as economic growth in Asia and other countries brings more people to movie theaters abroad. And so it's important to realize that one reason that Disney is making these movies that are familiar to American audiences is that they're familiar to foreign audiences as well. You know, a lot of times people complain there's too much explosion and not enough smart dialogue in movies these days. Well, if you think about movies being a product for an international audience, explosions and easy-to-understand dialogue are a universal language.
Right.
They translate perfectly in other audiences. And I think that's why Disney's employing this strategy.
Although I saw the Indiana Jones, the new one, episode 4, I guess it would be, and it wasn't quite the Temple of Doom or Raiders of the Lost Ark. But what about the new one? When does the new one come out?
Well, Star Wars Episode 7 is currently slated for release on December 18th, 2015. So let's say the next Indiana Jones comes out at the end of 2016. By the way, Harrison Ford at that point will be 74 years old. That's 5 years older than Sean Connery was when he played Indiana's dad in the third Indiana Jones movie. So I'm going to be guessing that Indiana Jones will be a prequel or a reboot with somebody else.
Oh, so Harrison Ford is not going to be Indy in this one?
We don't know yet. He said that he's willing to think about it. But again, 74 years old.
Derek Thompson, business editor for The Atlantic. Derek, thanks so much. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
This is Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.